Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 22 Nhlolanja 2025 uDabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zethu kuna kwezulu akusoze ukuqeda udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Izulu eline kakhulu ezabelene eziningi zelizwe seliphazamise ezinye izilimo njengoba amasimu esetota. Abalimi sebedlela evalweni bese saba kulahlekelwa yizilimo njengoba ubudlila bo sebuhlasela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa nomnumzana Eugene Dube ingcwethi yezokulima.
Lonyaka into ekhonezakeleyo into yokuqala izulu lahamba abantu balima kaningi belobe bephindaphinda ubona kwezinye indawo ezinjengabo Plumtree kobokhezi obotsholotho kungaba nendlala ndijayo kwizilima zezanga kahle but kwezinye indawo lapha uthi khona kwakwenze kahle abaqalayo ukulima abayathola izulu engathi laliliningi hhayi ukuvuna sibili hhayi bazavuna but laba abathi baphuza abalimele emuva kakhulu ngibona kusuka nenkingi yokuthi khona leli zulu abasoze bavune izivuno engathi siphezulu ngenxa yokuthi izulu aso labaningi kakhulu libe liningi kakhulu athe futhi ukuthi abalimi babe nemvundiso yamifethelaza le yaphezulu esithi yi-anina leyana ukuze bakwazi ukunqoba ney'nkingi yezulu eliningi kakhulu ngoba izulu yabane kakhulu ukudla kwezilimo kuyathathwa izulu kuhambe phansi so mbona engathi khona abalimi abaningi abasoze bavune ngoba ukuthi izulu seliliningi kakhulu.
Kukhona na abalimi abangakwenza okungenza ukuthi laloba kungamanga kuhle bethole nje isivuno esingani singcono kumbe akusela okungenziwa?
Akukhona ongayenziwa. Into yokuqala ngibona kule into le abadefall armwen ubudle lo osenzayo obusubona emasimini ngibona kakhulu ne-fall armwen ne-stock border sekuwona kakhulu so yabe ngibona ukuthi abaningi one baqasa ukunqoba leso ilozen i-problem le siyibona kakhulu leyo nkinga yobudle sokusidlala izilimo zabo. Okwesibili njengoba izulu liningi kakhulu abalimi kabasahlakuli ngoba kuyakumanzi so lapha siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi hhayi kabazali ngamandla wonke ukuthi lesi noma amakhuba engakwanisi ukuthi khona bahlakule lesi bangahambe besiphuna ukuze isilimo sabo sonesana sitshaywa ngumoya. Okwesithathu ngibona ukuthi khona abalimi bangasebenza leyo mvundiso yaphezulu kakhulu almost every 2 weeks belokhu beyifaka because ngenxa yezulu elinayo ngenxa belokhu befaka leyo fertilizer iyathathwa futhi befaka futhi ifertilizer iyathathwa futhi but ngibona almost every 2 weeks kungakwazi ukuthi khona ukuthi banqobe bakwazi ukuthi bavune.
Umnumzana Eugene Dube ingcwethi yezokulima esebenza le nkampani ethengisa inhlanyelo e-AgriSeeds ubesecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezihambi ezisebenzisa amabhasi zamukele ngenjabulo isinqumo sikahulumende sokumisa ukusebenza kwebhasi ye-Urban Connect ebulale abantu abangamashumi amabili lanhlanu engozini yomgwaqo. Ibhasi le imiswe ukusebenza okwenyanga eziyisithupha kusaxwayisiswa ingozi eyenzakala emgwaqweni we-Beitbridge Maswingo. Umphathintambo ohlangothi lukahulumente obona ngokuthwalwa kwempahla lozulu umnumzana Felix Mona kuyenaliviki wazise ukuthi le bhasi ibingela amaphepha eneleyo. Uthe uhlangothi lwakho lizaqinisa ukulandela kwemithetho njalo amabhasi angela amaphepha awasoza avunyelwe ukuthwala uzulu. Ukuhlazela lolu daba sixoxa lonobhala jikelelwe inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association, umnumzana Paul Makiwa.
Hayi, sithanda ukuthi ngikhangele indaba leyo ngamehlo amabili ngadabezile eZimbabwe. Okwakuqala nxa sikhangele okukhulunywa nguminista okwe-Route Authority ne-Passenger Insurance Policy, nxa ibhasi leyo kadinga lakho okunye yangkhona yakuthela njalo. Kutho ukuthi abantu abangabe sibabona basehlangothini lokuphambanisa yi-Ministry of Transport, siphinde njalo sibize thina ukuthi yona i-Ministry of Home Affairs amapholisa, ibhasi leyo izihambe selapho ekade isika khona izeyofika lapho ekade isiya khona singala maphepha la kade kuhamba njalo. Yilo icala esilibona kuqala. Angithi ukuthi ngiyanika icala kuhulumende, kodwa izinto esisebhekene ngokuba uhulumende ukhona ukuthi alondoloze impilo kaZulu. Ye-i-suspension ngiyayibona ikade sibike 6 months, kodwa labo kabazinika amakhwapha njengabantu abadala balungisise ikakhulu njani i-Ministry of Transport ne-Ministry of Home Affairs. Kunenge ngihlala ngikukhuluma ngibatshela ukuthi kugcenwa yini badala khona ngapho, ngokuba nxani ngakubisa khona hambe langapha abafikazokuleta.
Libona sengathi isinqumo lesi esithethweyo sizaluqeda na udubo lwengozi lezi ezemgwaqweni ikakhulu ezamabhasi?
Into enkulu yakuqala, asila mgwaqo eZimbabwe. Icinzela asila mgwaqo eZimbabwe. Ungakhangela umgwaqo nalo esijele ukuba lengozi kakhulu i-Bedbugs Mashingo, kukhanya zani yiwo wodwa umgwaqo okhanya zani sungono, yikho libona imoto zisilada khona ngale.
Sibona njalo ukuthi umtshayeli walibhasi kukhanya sengathi layo ubengela amaphepha eneleyo nxa kukhangelwa ke i-retest. Aba izihambi zona zingenza njani ukuthi zibone ukuthi zivikelekile nxa zingena ngemigwaqweni?
Ngingakhangela umthetho we-International Transport Fleet Agreement nxa sisiya kuma-public safety vehicles. Uthi wona imota yonke ethwala uzulu kumele i-display esingathi thina ngama-particulars emota, iphinde i-display ama-particulars ka-drive.
Umnumzana Paul Makiwa nginobhala jikelelo enhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association. Ubesecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kusina izulu elinenge eZimbabwe, yabahlali bezansi emandebeleni bathi udobo lwamanzi kalusoze luphele ngoba amadamu amaningi agcwele inhlabathi njalo malutshwane kakhulu amadamu eMatabeleland South. Ukwakhiwa kwedamu leThuli Manyange elikhangelelwe ukuqeda udobo lwamanzi eGwanda South lithuthukise le nhlelo zokulima ngokuthelezela lwamiswa nyakenye ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Kubika u-Albert Ncube.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe.
Abahlali besigabeni seGwanda bathi kuyadanisa ukuba amanzi amaningi azageleze emfuleni ayefike elwandle kulandela ukuna kahle kwezulu lonyaka. Bathi lokho akusoze ukuqeda uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamanzi esigabeni lesi esilamadamu amalutshwane. Iningi lithi kalifuni ukuphinda likubona okwanyakenye lapho elabhekana lodubo lokusilelwa kwamanzi okwabangelwa isikhudumezo somkhathi ese-El Nino esadala isomiso esesabekayo eMatabeleland South lezinye izabelo eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Zwelithini Gabula oyisakhamuzi esitezi okuyindawo ehlezi ibhekane lodubo lwamanzi uthi kumbalwa okumele kwenziwe ukuze kulondolozwe amanzi.
Okokuqala, kusamele sikhangele ukubana and management ye-catchment area siyayiphakamisela ezingeni eliphezulu, silondoloze ezemvelo, sibone ukuthi kasigamule izihlahla, kasishise utshani, kasilimi silandela ukugenquka komhlaba. Kusamele kuthi-ke kiwo amadamu sibone ukuthi siyakhukhula ingcekeza, sikhukhule udaka lenhlabathi okungabe sokuthe kwangena phakathi kwemadamu kusehlisa ukutshona umbelo kwenelisa ukubamba kwawo amanzi.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngumnumzana Collins Banda oyisakhamuzi seNtebe njalo olwela ukulondolozwa kwezemvelo.
Amanzi awabona ubuningi ayadlula khonapha emfuleni, imfula uyagcwala, igcwale imfula iziyeqa amabridge. Kodwa sekufike isikhathi sobusika, kuzathi lapho sekusilela silela silela sila amanzi engasatholakali sesikhona sesikhumbula ukuthi kanje sike saba lamanzi amaningi. Bekufanele ukuthi kathesi ngayo ukuthi kunje sowamanzi engena ezindaweni lapho esiwastore khona esingathi na storage. Kuthi ebusika laphana siyenze imizamo leyo yesilokhu esingathi thina i-water harvesting. Siwavune amanzi, siwagcine, sisenzela kwelizayo lapho abengasatholakali khona.
Usibana uthi bekuza kuba ngcono ngabe seliphelile ukwakhiwa idamu lethu leManyange elikhangelwe lokuthwala amanzi amaningi kakhulu.
Idamu elinjengeleManyange elikhulunywe iminyaka leminyaka lalamhlanje lokho okukhulunywa ngalo kodwa lingaphuthi. Ngangokunye ukuthi kade siyakwazi ukuthi kumfula uthuli amanzi ama amanzi agcinakala lapho sesiwafuna sizawathola. Idamu leManyange liphekwe ngona ngabo 1974 sekuchaya bo 50 years lamhlanje akuphumi lutho.
Loba kunjalo okwamanje izakhamizi ziyakuthakazelela ukubona kwezulu ezigabeni zabo. Ukansila kawa 13 umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi sokukuhle emakhaya ulandela ukubona kwezulu lokhu.
Abakithi izulu lonyaka inkosi sibonile ende kusibone silibele. Uyazi amanzi mane ngokunye umalisayo endaweni yakithi izulu liyanayo imisenya yonke isivukile amaxhapho sekhona kodwa ubuhlu ngobukhona nampu amanzi wonke la ahamba.
Imizamo yokuxoxisana loskomithi weGwanda unkosazana noMathemba Dlovu lomeli wedalela ePhalamende eGwanda South umnumzana uMphile Maropi ngalolu daba iyehlule ngoba umakhalekhukhwini babo bengangeni. Urhulumente wake waba lohlelo lwe-Give a Damn campaign ngeminyaka yama-1980s usiya kuma-1990s olwalusekelwa ngorhulumente abatshiyeneyo. Kula madama agokelele ejobe imtshabezi lamanye akhiwa ngalesi sikhathi. Urhulumente uthi kungaphela ukwakhiwa kwedamu lethu leManyange luzaphela udubo lwamanzi eMathabeleland South. Kusenjalo zikhale zimathonsi izakhamizi zika-Ward 13 eGaranyemba leNtepe ngemva kokuba omunye umama ethethwa ngumfula ngolwesibili eGaranyemba watholakala sefile. Kuthi njalo umfundi weNtepe Primary School laye uthethwa ngumfula kodwa ubengakabonakali ngolwesithathu. Izanuse zomumo omkhathi zixwayisa uZulu ukuthi angalingi ukuchapha imfula egcweleyo. Ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Intengo yempahla egoqela ukudla, amafutha emota lokunye yaqhubeka ikhuphuka eMelika ngozibandlela. Intethelo izindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias uxoxa lengcwethi zenotho ngokungenziwa ngohulumende kaTrump ukuze ehlise intengo yempahla. Umbiko ohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngezisebenzi uveza ukuba intengo yempahla yakhuphuka ngesilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini ngozibandlela nxa iqathaniswa lanyakenye. Unkosikazi Alison Schrager owekolitshi leManhattan Institute uthi intengo yempahla iyakhwela.
The cost of housing is still going up. Services were still expensive. Good prices were going down largely from recoveries from the pandemic and that
amarenti aqhubeka ekhuphuka. Intengo yempahla ibisehla ngemva kokuphela komkhuhlane weCovid kodwa ukwehla kwentengo sekumile.
Ofundisa izifundo zenotho eMontclair State University, usikhwicamfundo Edmund Berisha, laye uphe umbono wakhe.
We are doing pretty good in terms of the unemployment rate, which means people are working, people are making money, and when people do that, they spend, and that high spending is
inani labantu abangela misebenzi liphansi, okusho ukuthi abantu bahola imali, ngakho bayayisebenzisa ukuthenga impahla okuyikho okwenza intengo iqhubeke iphezulu.
Laloba ingcwethi zisithi umongameli Donald Trump wathola umnotho oqhuba kuhle, yena upha owayengumongameli umnumzana Joe Biden umlando wokuthiya intengo yempahla ikhuphuka.
This was caused by Biden. I had 4 years of virtually no inflation, so I'm just taking over.
Lokhu kwabangelwa nguBiden. Ngakhokela okweminyaka emine intengo yempahla ingakhuphuki.
Ingcwethi yezomnotho unkosikazi Alison Schrager uthi ezinye inhlelo zikahulumende kaTrump zilakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho.
Particularly corporate tax cuts, potential more tax reform. Some of the deregulation will also boost the economy.
Ukwehlisa imithelo yamankampani lokumisa eminye imithetho yezenotho kulakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Abathengi abakhangelelwanga ukuphathiseka kudaba lwama-interest rate, kodwa zikhona ezinye indlela ezingasetshenziswa ukwehlisa intengo yempahla, kutsho umnumzana Edmund Berisha.
You want to support the free market as much as you can. The other thing is we want to stimulate the production too.
Kumele kusekelwe inkululeko yemikambo. Okunye esikufunayo yikuthuthukisa ukukhiqizwa kwempahla.
Umnumzana Berisha uthe ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla kuyinto eyenzakala emazweni omhlaba, njalo amanani aveza ukuthi umnotho weleMelika ulokhu uqhuba kuhle. Udaba loluqoqo intethele zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lalethulela yimi uTabo Kancube oweStudio 7. Okwakhathesi siye kusithandekile mhlanga esipha uhlelo lwabomama.
Nanso ingxoxo esiliphathele yona kwezabesifazana lamhlanje.
I'm a sports blogger. I blog my social media is Sports Grind with Bushi. Then my website is sportsgrind.make.com. My focus is So my passion in starting this was to give voice to those that are not given the platform to showcase a talent level and behead ama voices up.
Banengi abalandeli bakho bayakubona okwenzayo njalo bakukhwabitha.
I think I've drawn your attention ni abantu abaningi in Facebook.
Uyibona njani ikusasa yemidlalo yabesifazana ikakhulu ukuhlandla lenguqu lapha?
Imidlalo yabesifazana ngathi iku-growth stage, and I would advise abakuma-business ukuthi if you want that exposure le-business lakho, you can risk it emidlalweni yabesifazane because yiyo esakhulayo. Labo abafana they've grown and they were there and asithela interest much, but if kubuya umuntu esithi I'm sponsoring team yabafana, the world will buzz around that person because we really get at that. And umdlali yabesifazana isikhula, it's currently the most expensive player to transfer to player in Zambia, born and bred and groomed in Zambia. Masa sikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe asikaqakathekisi into zemidlalo lezi kakhulu, especially imidlalo yabesifazana. We still have that patriarchy mindset ukuthi ibhola umntwana abangabafana.
Leyo yingcwethi ecubungula umdlalo wenguqu ubuhle benkosi Ncube olekhasi lakhe kwinkundla yokuxhumana ebulenjini elazakala ngokuthi Sports Grind with Buhle, njalo etholakala kuFacebook, Twitter, WhatsApp nakuwebsayithi. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane. Nelami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile okwakhathesi siye kuntungameli Nkomo esipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba
langala phuma lendaba langala phuma lendaba lashona lendaba langala phuma lendaba langala phuma lendaba lashona lendaba
siyahlangana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba igama nguntungamili nkomo lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana oluqhubeka lugxila elizweni kulokhulu oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye lanye 91 ogwetshwe ngumthethwandaba weshurugwi ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokwendisa indodakazi yakhe eleminyaka elichumi lanhlanu 15 ukhulu lo ugwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyangalombili ndawonye lonina kajaha oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu obendiselwe kuye luntombazana kodwa inkantolo isuke yabeka eceleni lesi sigwebo abasolwa laba bephula umthetho we-Marriages Act wona othi kulicala ukwendisa owesifazana oleminyaka ephansi kwelishumi lasishiyangalombili 18. Sixoxa lolwela amalungelo abesifazana unkosazana Linda Mpofu.
Udaba lokwendiselwa abantwana lubuhlungu kakhulu, ludaba olungithinta emoyeni ngoba lingizele amantombazana. Lubuhlungu ngoba umntwana ole 15 years kuyina kwaziyo uyakwakha umuzi ungacabanga ngakho njengomuntu omdala ongumama oyisakhamuzi uyavelelwa yikwesaba losizi kakhulu engunanzelelayo yikuthi indlala umumo welizwe yiwo yenza abantu bacine bethengisa abantu babo ngoba besenzela ukubana bathole inzuzo into leyi igxile ekuthini abantu sebeswele kakhulu sebedinga amaqhinga ukubana bathole labo kuyethunjini bese bebona kungcono ukubana bathengisa abantu ababo bebendise ukuze bathole inzuzo bathole inkomo bathole amabele badle
ukhulu lo lomunye wakhe bagwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyangalombili kodwa inkantolo isuke yesula leso sigwebo ungathini ngalokho
na ngokubona kwami mbone ngani isigwebo lesi sibe sincane sibili ngoba nxa wena usiyayendisa umntwana ole 15 years kuyafana lokuthi umgwebela ukufa 15 years engxenye khona uyamendisela exhigwini elilabo 80 years yokubulala impilo yakhe yokubulala nje yonke into yakhe ingqondo zakhe lakho konke nje so mbone ngani isigwebo lesi nje sincane engxenye nje umantshi ukunanzelele ukuthi abasolwa laba iminyaka yabo njengoba ubaba selabo 90 something years umama layo labo 60 something years engxenye ukhayele khonokho ukuthi bangagcina befile ejele kodwa eqinisweni isigwebo sincane kodwa sibuye sibonge nje ukuthi laso sike khona sifakiwe isigwebo kulabo bonke abacabanga ukwenzayo khonokho sebezahle bebekwazi ukuba nayo impumela yokwendisa umntwana yisigwebo sokuthi uye ejele uyebhika
kungenziwani kahle kahle Mampofu ukuze kunqandwe udubo lokwendiswa kwabantwana lolo
okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi uhulumende lenhlanganiso zabomama lawo wonke umuntu angenele kulowo mkhankaso okubana siqoquzele ukuthi abantwana abangamankazana ngabangayendiswa bengakavuthwa ikho kwakuqala engingakutsho okwesibili uhulumende kumele abone ukuthi abantu ababulwayo indlala bakithi abantu kabathole ukudla kabathole kuyethunjini ukuze bangacabangi ngezinye izinto zokubana kusasa labo bagcwalisa izisu zabo okwesithathu uhulumende kabone kananzelele ukuthi izikolo sezidura kakhulu abantwana abangamankazana ukuze bagcinakale kuhle kakuzanywe sibili ukuthi bagcinwe besesikolo indleko zesikolo zibe phansi abantu labo bafinyelele ukubana babhadale ama-fees benze konke and then okunye okwesine yikuthi izigwebo ezinje kazikhwezwe sibili ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu lanxa esesithi wothazame ananzelele ukuthi ngingagwetshwa 10 years ngiyafela ejele wothi ngiyekele
sibonge unkosazana Linda Mpofu olwela amalungelo abesifazana Ube kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Asibe nikuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi untungamili nkomo.
Siyabonga ntungamili nkomo ngokusipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Uhlelo abaculi bethu liviki sinomculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box ehamba leqembu lakhe lemkhologwe Shining Stars. Nangu exoxa nentungamili nkomo we Studio 7.
Sizo sakithi sonke olubengelelayo uMakhosi Ngwenya ngibuya ePlumtree esigabeni sasemkhologwe igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni ngoCooler Box umfana ophathe ezibandayo ngina 5 years ngisemculweni ingoma yami yokuqala isingle track ethi abantwana basathumeki yiye ngaqala ngayo and then kuzothi umntana ngo 2024 azokhipha ethi amandlela embongolo iyona leyo engimagethisayo kakhulu ukuthi abantu beyimamele befunde okuningi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Inombolo yami ngu 078-21-51-743 078-21-51-743 ngicula ngise South Africa.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngicela kakhulu isapoti ngisapoti yabo, ngicela kakhulu ukuze ngikwazi nami ukuthi ngitshaye ingoma ngiye phambili, ngibenzele konke abakufunayo abakudingayo engomeni. Ingoma zami nginethemba lokuthi zonke zinemessage. Uma ngabe bezifuna nami kuma digital stories bengasearcha Cooler Box and Mkhologwe Shining Stars azozithola ingoma. Ngiyabonga kakhulu 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 uma benganginika uxhaso lwabo. Uma kungayisiba abalandeli ingoma ayikho. Ngiyabonga kakhulu inkosi ithele umusa.
Lo ube ngumculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box exoxa lo ntungameli nkomo we Studio 7. Singeke ehlukani ke sikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zithi ukuna kwezulu kusoze kuqede udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoTabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.